Doug, this is Rick Tating on Mary McKay. McKay is M-C-K-A-Y. Date of birth is 1-12-43. Date of visit is 2-14-24. Please make a copy for Dina Doolin, D-O. Doolin is D-O-O-L-I-N, Dina, D-I-N-A, D-O. D as in David. Next paragraph. Dear Dina, thank you for sending Mary McKay for evaluation. Next, history present illness. This is a 81-year-old female who has had a prior history of COPD, was treated for an episode of pneumonia in January 24. The patient has occasional cough, shortness of breath with exertion, and she brings up some whitish mucus and denies any fever, chills, or hemoptysis. The patient did complete a course of antibiotics. More than 3 weeks ago. The patient also had a CT chest done on 12/21/23, which showed diffuse airway thickening with moderate centrilobular and paroseptal emphysema and mild biapical scarring and a 3 millimeter right low lung nodule and nodular opacities in the right lower lobe, which were new, as well as a 2 millimeter left lower lobe nodule and a 3 millimeter left upper lobe nodule. There was pleural calcifications in the left lower chest. She also had a prior CT chest in May of 22, which showed evidence of pleural calcifications and emphysema. The next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history has included history of C-sections times two and history for surgery to remove a cyst from her head at a very young age. Also had left hip replacement surgery and ORIF of a right hip fracture and has had cataract surgery with implant. She has been treated for pneumonia in the past and had a cholecystectomy. Next paragraph. Allergies to allergies to codeine, penicillin, sulfa, tetanus toxoid. Next paragraph. Habits the patient smoked one pack per day for 40 years and quit in 09. No alcohol use. Presently retired. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of heart disease and mother also died of a heart attack. Next paragraph. Review of systems, patient has no fatigue or fever, no glaucoma, but had cataracts resected. She has vertigo and hoarseness. She has wheezing and shortness of breath. She has heartburn, but no diarrhea or constipation. She has hay fever. And she denies any chest or jaw pain, but has calf muscle pains and leg swelling. She has anxiety and depression. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness and easy bruising. She denies any seizures, but has numbness of the extremities. Denies memory loss and has no skin rash, no itching. Next, med list included Eliquis, 5 milligrams BID. Milligrams BID, vitamin D3, and Mibitrec, 25 milligrams daily, next paragraph. Physical exam. This elderly white female was alert, no acute distress. There was no pyelorectal cyanosis or lymphadenopathy, no peripheral edema. The blood pressure. I'm sorry, she has mild peripheral edema. Blood pressure is 130 by 70, pulse is 82, respirations 18, temperature 97.6, weight is 209, saturation 95. HENT anomalous pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat was clear, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest decreased excursions with diminished breath sounds of the periphery with scattered wheezes. Heart, the heart sounds irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, and S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities reveal edema 2 plus of the left leg, 1 plus in the right leg. And there's no calf tenderness. Neurologically, reflexes are 1 plus with nerve growth, motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin was dry and scaly. Next paragraph, trash number 1, COPD with emphysema and chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is bilateral lung nodules. Number 3 is interstitial lung disease. Number 4 is degenerative arthritis, and next paragraph, plan the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator to study. She will, I'm sorry, she has mentioned that she cannot use any inhalers due to severe side effects and intolerance to inhalers. She will need to get a follow-up chest CT to evaluate the lung nodules in approximately 6 months. Also suggested that she get a polysomnographic study to see if she has obstructive sleep apnea and continue with the cardiac meds. I also advised her that she could go on Spiriva 2 puffs daily for her COPD, and a follow-up visit will be arranged in 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dina Doolin, D-O. D-I-N-A, Doolin, D-O-O-L-I-N, D-O. Thank you.